This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for having me, Laura. It's so lovely to be here.
And it's nice to talk about something such as meditation, a word that people will have heard in lots of different contexts. When we talk about it being God-centered, what does that mean?
Well, the first thing I would probably say is that it's probably not what most people think about when they first hear the word meditation. It's not Eastern meditation or New Age meditation or anything like that. It's based on one of the many verses in the Bible, like Psalm 46:10, which says, "Be still and know I am God." And it's simply the practice of taking some time each day to get aside and just be with God, to still your heart and mind and find that place of inner peace and stillness by connecting with God's presence heart to heart and spirit to spirit.
Being able to, whether it's at the beginning of your day or as you go to bed at night, stopping, pausing, reflecting is a really important practice. Why is it something that you're particularly interested in?
Well, it started for me a few years ago. God-centered meditation came out of my own personal experience. I was not in a very good place at the time. We'd had a difficult few years and had a lot of battles to fight. And, you know, it wears you out, the relentlessness of it. And I was very stressed, which made me angry and unhappy a lot of the time. I'd lost my joy for life. And to be honest, I was probably very close to burnout. I had no peace. My prayer life had just become a case of me giving God a list of everything that I wanted him and needed him to do for me, which is not wrong, but it wasn't bringing me any peace either. And so I found my soul was really longing for something much deeper. But as a Christian, I knew that, you know, Eastern and New Age meditation was not a pathway for me. But the sense of peacefulness about it really appealed to me. And so through a series of circumstances and research and study, I came to realize that the practice of meditating on God was something that originated in the Bible, and I believe was actually always intended as a way for us to connect deeply and intimately with God.
And the Bible does talk about meditating or thinking on things above, as in thinking about things from a godly perspective or thinking about his plan for our lives.
That's right. When you're
in a position where you're feeling exhausted and like you said, almost burnt out, how do you realize and get the energy, I guess, to try something new and different like godly meditation?
Well, I think that I was really quite desperate, and everything that I knew up to that point as a Christian, I'd been a Christian all my life, was really not helping me in that time. And I like that you use the word energy, because I didn't have the energy to help myself in that time. And, you know, when we pray, often we're just praying words of fear or anxiety to God, and it often doesn't help us. And so what I've discovered through learning to be still and meditate on God is that I don't need to do all the talking. I just sit and wait in the stillness of his presence, and he does something in your heart. He just begins to work in your heart and restore your soul and refresh you and strengthen you. And he gives you then that strength and that energy then to get through every day. So I just found prayer is a good thing, and I do pray. And but I find that I get my strength and my peace by just being still and not doing all the talking, just waiting on him in the stillness of his presence.
The idea of doing that might seem unfamiliar to some people. Even Christians listening might think, well, I've never had that time with God, perhaps. What does it actually look like when you are having those times of meditation?
You're right. I think I had been a Christian all my life, and it was not something I was familiar with. We don't hear a lot about it in the Christian world, and it's such a shame, because like I said earlier, I believe that it was actually the way that God intended us to connect very deeply in a soul-restoring way with him. So really all it looks like is, you know, I will come into my room every morning, and I might start with a little bit of worship or a worship music, or I'll read a devotional, or read a passage of scripture, and then I'll just simply close my eyes. I take a deep breath, just sort of relax and be still. And it's about finding that place of inner stillness and peace in your heart. And the way that I really do that, because, you know, your thoughts and everything trying to get in the way, and you've got so much going on that you're trying to, your mind wants to think about. And so really I find that it's just focusing on the awareness of God's presence with you. You know, God is with us all the time, but we lose the awareness of his presence in the busyness of day-to-day life. So it's just recentering and refocusing that he is with us and he is in us. And so in my meditation time, like, I stop all the other thoughts and things that are going on and just focus on that fact that he is with me. And as I become aware of his presence, that's when I realize he's here with me right now, right here. And, you know, my soul just begins to commune with his. And it's in that space that, you know, he talks to us. He might drop a scripture into your heart that you really needed to hear that day. And it's just very, very soul restoring.
It sounds so relaxing, because you could get out your Bible, you could probably play some music as well, if you wanted it to be that kind of experience. And if you're someone who's more familiar with Eastern ideas of meditation, perhaps, a lot of that talks about emptying your mind and trying to completely quiet every thought that's in your mind. It sounds like God-centered meditation isn't like that to the same degree, because you're trying to actually fill your mind with something better.
Yes, yes. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about stillness. So it's about stopping all that other stuff, all the busyness of life that lives in our headspace. We live in our headspace most of the time, where all the busyness of life is going on. That's where stress and worry lives. It's about just getting out of that space and getting into our heart space, because God lives in our heart. So we get into that space of stillness. And there may be some thoughts. God drops scriptures into your heart, and so you'll think about that for a moment. But then you'll just come back to that space of just being still, just being aware that he's with you, not particularly thinking about anything. And, you know, as you do that, you often find that your heart sort of starts to open up and you begin to feel and express love to God. And it's a very beautiful, peaceful thing, but it's powerful too, because it really starts to change your life as well.
Well, it resets you from an internal perspective by the sounds of it. You look like a very relaxed, glowing individual. So I feel like it obviously has had quite a benefit on your life. So talk to us about the value that you have found from doing this practice.
It has been enormous. Like, it has completely changed my life in every regard. I used to be a very stressed, probably highly strung kind of person. And as I said, angry a lot because of the stress, but it has completely changed all that. I just have a constant peace in my life now. And if I feel that stress rising, I've learned how to just stop for a moment, be still, let it go, come back into that peacefulness. And that completely changed our family life. It saved our marriage, you know, because in the stillness, it's very hard to hear God in the busyness of life. But when you create this space of just being still, God's able to speak to you in that space, and he gives you revelation about himself, about yourself, and it changes your life. And he gives you ideas and thoughts, answers to problems. It's had a positive impact even on our business and our finances. Just, I can't think of a single way that it hasn't had a dramatic positive impact and transformation in my life.
What sort of things has God told you in those times that's made the biggest difference? Like, is it about your personal identity, things he reveals to you about who he believes you are?
Absolutely. That's been a big part of the journey for me. I find that one of the things that he does in that space is that he will show you things that you perhaps have believed about yourself, but he wants you to see differently about what he believes about you. So often there's a lot of healing that takes place in your heart, and it's a very safe space for that. And he begins to show you your purpose in life. And I know you've written a book about that. And he shows you your purpose, but he gives you confidence. You begin, as you meditate on God, you begin to get this confidence about who you are in God. And it gives you the confidence to pursue the purpose that he's given you.
So it's like getting to have a counseling session almost, minus the giant bill at the end.
Yes, exactly.
And there's probably still some value in, of course, getting a counseling session if you need that.
That's
right. When you're talking about God-centered meditation and the impact that it's had on your family, what did they notice about the changes that you were going through, and do they now practice this too?
That I think they noticed the peacefulness. I think, you know, particularly in those last couple of years before I learnt to meditate on God, where it was really a difficult time and very stressful, I think often they were walking on eggshells, never knowing when I was going to explode or be upset. And so they began to see the change, and it just changed the whole atmosphere of our family and in our children. In particular, I noticed it in my youngest son, because he was only about 18 months old when I started, when I learned how to meditate on God. And so he's a very happy and joyful child. And I put that down to the fact that he's growing up in this, you know, new, beautiful, peace-filled atmosphere. But my husband, who actually has always been a very prayerful person, but he began to see what the changes in my life and how real it was. And I'd often share revelation that I had in my morning meditation. And so he felt like, I want to do this too. And so he practices it a little bit differently, in that I go into my room and I sit on the floor on the cushion where I'm most comfortable. He gets up early in the morning and he'll go downstairs and make a cup of coffee and sit on the lounge. And before he has his prayer time, he just sits with God and lets God get into his heart in that still atmosphere of his presence.
It's a nice way to start the day, and it's nice that you're doing it in a unified way like that. Yes. And I mean, meditation fits into the idea of self-care in a lot of people's minds. How does God-centered meditation compare to some of the other practices that do fit under that self-care banner?
Well, as you know, there are many, many forms of meditation and mindfulness out there today, and they range from being harmless, self-calming, relaxation techniques through to much darker spiritual practices. But I think what makes meditating on God or God-centered meditation different is the God factor. It is, yes, it's peaceful, it's calming, it's healing, and so much more than that. But at the same time, it's also the only practice that will lead us to the beautiful light that is Jesus.
You find that connection in a way that I guess you don't in any other sort of situation.
Right. Yes.
It's been lovely talking to you, Leah. And if people do want more information, they can, of course, go to your website as well. Just remind us of what that is.
That's godcenteredmeditation.com.
Fantastic. Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.